Rather than give you a lengthy presentation, you know, slideshow, Prezi, and all of that stuff, all nice whiz bang. Prezi, does it make anybody else seasick? Or is it just me? Right. I tend to like to come up to these things and just blag it a little bit. You know, there's nothing wrong with actually just standing up and talking about something. One of the things that we've been doing in Northamptonshire is we've been talking about school choice. Now, bit of audience participation here. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to make you do something. Would you all please stand up? Okay. Right. True or false? School choice is bad. If you think that is true, sit down. School choice is bad. A school having freedom of choice to do certain things, if that is bad, please sit down. Centralised control and indoctrination is good. Sit down if you think that's true. Okay. No. Okay. Schools have got all of the information they need to make their choices that they want. Stand up if you think that is true. It's amazing that, isn't it? We all admit that whilst we believe that school choice is bad, being told what to do, you know, school choice is a good thing, sorry, being told what to do is a bad thing, we all openly turn around and say, well, actually, we may not all have the right information. Now, what we do in Northamptonshire is our council's motto is helping you to help yourself. Some cynics might turn around and say, well, that just means that we don't take the responsibility, we don't have to fund it, and it's all your problem. I wouldn't dream of saying that because I work for Northamptonshire County Council. What I would do say is, it's our job to actually help you become more independent and make more choices. Now, one of the things that we've been doing around this is within Northamptonshire, the existing, well, across the East Midlands, the existing EMBC contract comes to its natural end. So that happens in October this year. There's a new framework that's going to be in place for schools to draw down on. Within Northamptonshire, we've turned around and said, actually, as an LA, we are not going to draw down that contract for you directly. It's up to you to do that. However, it's a framework. There's lots of options in there for you to do. And there are schools that will go out and do things outside. We know that. But we have to help schools make the choices about what they want to do. So we got a number of schools together. We said, okay, it's your job as the school's broadband working group, not the LA one, the school's one. You take control of this. You put together the advice and guidance for others. And to help you, here's some of the advice and guidance that's come out before. From BECTA, National Education Network, the department in its various iterations over the years, the DFEE. We actually found some stuff back from DFEE days. Actually, it's very remarkably similar to some of the stuff that's out there now. So it's good to see not everything changes all the time. So we said, okay, here you go. You've got to write some advice and guidance. We'll help you. We'll help format it, put it together, share it around, share it with different people. So what we've done is we've put together a toolkit. Okay, it's just a bit of scaffolding, decision support, give you as much advice as you can. So it goes through the stages, goes through a bit of timeline, says, okay, these are some of the things you've got to look at. We talk about what schools have got at the moment, their existing baseline for what they're using, what's provided, whether they make full use of it or not, is one of the things we have to help them understand. And yes, I know a lot of text. What I'll actually do is I'll tell you where you can get access to it later. It's worth having a go through. But what we had to do is we said, okay, it's all well and good saying, right, here you are, you make the choice. We've got to start from somewhere. So we went, okay, let's have a look at the, let's turn this around a bit, there. Let's have a look at what your educational needs are. And we took the self-review framework, so especially handy for those who've actually been going through it for the ICT mark, and we said, okay, what educationally, where do you want to be? What do you want to do? We took three snapshots, based round about on levels 2, 3 and 4 on the SRF, and we actually tried to give them some idea of either where they are or where they want to be. Then from there we went through and, okay, let's have a look at some of the functional requirements for some of these things. And yes, I know after talking yesterday at the symposium about whether we talk about products and about particular tools. We do have to mention about office suites. We do have to mention about particular things because that gives a frame of reference for some of the things schools want to do. But that starts to come out some of the functional requirements. So once you've gone through all of those, you then get a statement of requirements. Now, it goes through, okay, we've got bandwidth there, we've got a lot of the techie stuff, and that's unfortunately is the techie stuff because this is the information that suppliers and providers need, whether it's on the framework or outside, to be able to deliver something which gives you the functionality, which allows you to deliver your educational requirements. They're going to be talking in a technical language. You need something to act as a bridge to help work with them. Now, this is what this is for. So we've gone through this. We've been helping schools go through it. And the whole idea is around choice. Now, some schools do actually need a bit more help with this than others. Some schools have actually looked at this and said, actually, we're doing all of this already anyway. But then some other schools have said, well, actually, if we're doing this for actually broadband and services that we run over broadband, we could do this within our school for making other choices. Once we've actually sat down and planned what we need, and we can go through and see what we deliver this. And this is having a knock-on effect on some of our schools now, particularly some of the secondary schools, of where it's helping some of the support staff and some of the senior leaders and the teachers actually work together a bit better and a bit more collaboratively.
And you're spot on time as well.
Okay, thank you very much.